Lesson from the Word is from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. For the kingdom of heavens is like a man, a householder, who went out at daybreak to hire workers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the workers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle, and said to them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is just I will give you." And they departed. Again going out about the sixth and the ninth hour, he did likewise. And going out about the 11th hour, he found others standing idle, and says to them, "Why do you stand here all the day idle?" And they say unto him, "Because no one has hired us." And he says to them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is just you shall receive." And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard says to his steward, "Call the workers and pay them the hire, beginning from the last unto the first." And when they came who were hired about the 11th hour, they received each a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And receiving, they murmured against the householder, saying, "The last have worked 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, who have borne the burden of the day and the heat." But he answering said to one of them, "Fellow, I do not treat thee unjustly. Didst not thou agree with me for a denarius? Take thine own and go. And I am willing to give to this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye wicked because I am good? And so the last shall be the first, and the first last, for many are called, but few chosen." Amen. Hear further from the word in heaven and hell, a portion of number 495. Nearly all are anxious to know whether they will get to heaven. Most of them believe that they will because of their having lived in the world a moral and civil life, never considering that the bad and the good live a life outwardly alike, doing good to others, attending public worship, hearing sermons and praying, and wholly ignorant that external deeds and external acts of worship are of no avail, but only the internals from which the externals proceed. There is hardly one out of thousands who knows what the internals are, and that it is in them that man must find heaven and the church. Still less is it known that outward acts are such as the intentions and thoughts are, and the love and faith in these from which they spring. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.